China says end of Roe v. Wade will make U.S. invade more countries. By Francis Martel on June 27, 2022. The Chinese government propaganda outlet Global Times predicted in a bizarre column on Monday that the United States Supreme Court's overturn of Roe v. Wade, which fabricated a right to abortion in the Constitution, will result in America meddling in the affairs of more countries. Faced with the simmering internal conflict, the U.S. is likely to seek to ease it by creating conflicts overseas to give vent to the pressure, build unity inside, and win time for a longer-term solution to be found, the Communist Party publication proclaimed, citing an anonymous regime-approved expert. The Supreme Court on Friday published a ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, No. 19-1392. In the Supreme Court of the United States, proclaiming that the Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. The court published the final version of the ruling last week after a historic leak of a draft version in May that resulted in a wave of left-wing acts of terrorism against pro-life organizations, pregnancy clinics, and women's health centers nationwide. Police arrested one man on charges of planning to assassinate Justice Brett Kavanaugh in the aftermath of the leak. China's state propaganda arms reacted to the decision by proclaiming that allowing states to limit the ability to kill people in the womb proved that America's condemnation of China's atrocious human rights record, which currently includes the use of forced abortion and infanticide to commit genocide against the country's ethnic Uyghur population, was hypocritical. China has celebrated government-mandated abortion and killing of born infants as a victory for feminism, making them, women, no longer baby-making machines. In addition to the killing of Uyghur and other ethnic minority babies, the Chinese government forced citizens to abide by a one-child policy for decades, which, according to Beijing, prevented 400 million people from living. The policy has resulted in a significant divergence in the male and female populations of China and a shortage of women of childbearing age, which has prompted a birth rate crisis. "Your, China's, policy has been one which I fully understand. I'm not second-guessing, of one child per family," President Joe Biden, who vocally opposed the Dobbs ruling when the court released it on Friday, said in 2012. The Global Times published a political cartoon that, according to the outlet, carried the message "the land of liberty has no room for female bodies' freedom." The image showed a woman wearing a sign reading "abortion ban" alongside a portrait of what appeared to be a displeased Justice Clarence Thomas. In its column on Monday, the Global Times lamented the re-establishment of a state's right to enact abortion laws as a historical regression and claimed that the outrage from the left within the United States could result in a civil war and, subsequently, a war abroad to distract from the civil war. As fissures grow deeper in the U.S., experts said the country is already experiencing a war on a cultural and political level. The Times predicted, and the U.S., a master of creating external conflict to give vent to its internal contradictions, may be prone to meddling in the affairs of more countries. The unnamed experts also claimed that limiting the powers of the federal government would mean that the U.S. could take more risky moves to contain China, the top rival it deems, to divert attention from its domestic troubles. One of the unnamed experts cited in the article proclaimed, "I say without exaggeration, maybe the U.S. will see the coming of a civil war." The article concluded that the Dobbs ruling reflected the twisted nature of U.S. politics, where it is legal for citizens to disagree on politics, unlike the harmonious totalitarianism of China's one-party rule. China's most famous political celebrities in the West similarly weighed in on the ruling, condemning its restriction of federal government powers. "Chinese are deeply concerned about the worst backsliding of women's rights and human rights in the U.S. in nearly 50 years," Chen Weihua, a China Daily propagandist best known in America for calling Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, a bitch, wrote on Twitter. Hu Zijin, the former editor of the Global Times, called the Dobbs ruling pathetic. "The constitutional right of American women to have their own decision on abortion ends today. This change is painful for those women who have unintended pregnancy. Many will face a hard life," Hu claimed. "And this change happens in the U.S. that advocates human rights vigorously. Pathetic." Hu left his job editing the Global Times last year after failing to cover up the Chinese regime's disappearance of Peng Shuai, a Wimbledon champion who vanished after accusing a senior Chinese government official of raping her. China Xinhua News Agency, another regime propaganda arm, reacted to the decision by amplifying the voices of far-left abortion proponents around the world. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet said that access to safe, legal, and effective abortion is firmly rooted in international human rights law. Xinhua relayed on Sunday, and is at the core of women and girls' autonomy and ability to make their own choices about their bodies and lives, free of discrimination, violence, and coercion. Bachelet visited occupied East Turkestan last month, where China is actively engaging in the genocide of the Uyghur people, and applauded China for its alleged tremendous progress in human rights. Xinhua also reported the dramatic proclamation by leftist California Governor Gavin Newsom that women are not equal in America following the ruling. Shortly after the decision was published, Newsom reinforced state laws protecting abortion, which the Supreme Court's decision concluded was best practice for states. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.